In the heart of a sun-dappled savanna, lived a prideful lion named Leo. Renowned for his strength, Leo ruled his domain with a booming roar and a fierce gaze. One scorching afternoon, while patrolling his territory, Leo stumbled upon a sight that sent a rumble through his chest, a plump rabbit, nibbling on clover, far from the safety of its burrow. This was Rory, an unassuming rabbit, known for his quick wit and even quicker burrowing. Unlike his brethren who cowered at the lion's shadow, Rory remained calm. As Leo approached, a low growl emanating from his throat, Rory hopped forward, bowing low. "Mighty Leo," Rory squeaked, his voice surprisingly steady, "I come bearing news of a terrible beast, a lion larger than you, with a mane like fire, who claims this land as his own." Intrigued and enraged, Leo's mane bristled. "A challenger? Here, in his domain? Where is this beast?" he roared. Rory, ever the strategist, hatched a plan. "He dwells in a hidden cave, just beyond those thorny bushes," he pointed with his twitching nose. "But be warned, he is cunning and strong." Leo, fueled by pride and a hint of fear, followed Rory without hesitation. The rabbit expertly navigated the thorny maze, leading the lion to a clearing. In the center stood an ancient well, its depths shrouded in shadow. "There he is," Rory exclaimed, pointing down the well. Leo peered in, expecting a monstrous reflection. But instead, he saw a ferocious lion staring back, his own reflection, distorted by the water and the dim light. Enraged by the supposed rival's audacity, Leo let out a thunderous roar, the sound echoing back from the well's depths. Thinking it a challenge, Leo, with a mighty leap, plunged into the well to confront the intruder. The splash echoed through the clearing, followed by a stunned silence. Rory, his heart pounding, watched as the ripples in the well subsided. Leo, the mighty lion, had been outsmarted by the quick wit of a tiny rabbit. The tale of Rory's bravery and Leo's folly became a legend, a reminder that even the strongest can be outsmarted by the clever.